For people with HIV, treatment has meant going on a regimen of drugs for the rest of their lives. And that's been a daily commitment. But there are new therapies on the horizon that could mean that life-saving drugs only need to be taken a few times a year. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
In the 1980s, testing positive for HIV was viewed as a death sentence. In the 1990s, it meant taking fists full of pills multiple times a day and often enduring serious side effects. When Stephen, an attorney from Pittsburgh, tested positive and went on treatment a few years ago, it consisted of just a single pill each morning. And now it's gotten even simpler than that.
So I get injection in each butt cheek once a month. Yeah.
Stephen started getting the novel treatment through a clinical trial for a drug called Cabenuva. The once-a-month injections worked really well to suppress the virus, but for Stephen, there was also an unexpected emotional benefit, too.
Until I really started participating in the trial, I didn't realize kind of the psychic toll that the pill bottle itself was taking on me.
The pills had become a daily reminder of his HIV status. He says it was liberating to, in his words, untether from the pill bottle.
And now with the long-acting injections, it's almost like, you know, I go in once a month, I meet with my medical team, I get the shots, and I just basically forget about my HIV for the rest of the month and just live my normal life like anyone else.
We aren't using Stephen's last name because while he came out as gay last year, he hasn't come out to all of his professional contacts. Stephen says the only side effect from Cabenuva is a bit of soreness from the injection. Now he's feeling super healthy and even doing triathlons. The maker of Cabenuva is still seeking authorization from the Food and Drug Administration to market it in the U.S., but is already available in Canada, and European regulators last month recommended a similar medication there. Dr. Monica Gandhi runs the Ward 86 HIV clinic at the University of California, San Francisco. She says the advent of these long-acting injectable drugs is a significant event in the history of HIV. This is in part because an occasional visit to a health clinic can be far more discreet than taking pills every day.
Having a pill, hiding it from your mother-in-law, or hiding it from the family, there is this aspect of stigma that going somewhere secretly every 2 months would be very helpful.
Gandhi says there's also stigma around taking pills to prevent HIV. A program called pre-exposure prophylaxis, or PrEP, is for people who are HIV negative. To block the virus, they typically take a PrEP pill once a day.
The Achilles heel of PrEP up till this point was adherence, was taking a pill daily.
But now new forms of PrEP are in the works that also use long-lasting injections of antiretroviral drugs. And researchers have found that once people no longer have to remember to take a pill every day, PrEP gets way more effective. A large clinical trial of injectable PrEP that just wrapped up in sub-Saharan Africa found that a shot every 2 months was 9 times more effective at preventing HIV infections than the traditional daily pill. Several other drugs are being tested that may only require a shot every 6 months to keep the virus at bay. In places like South Africa, where nearly 20% of all adults are HIV positive, new forms of prevention could be pivotal in reducing the epidemic. 24-year-old Awolani Niluwande, who lives in Johannesburg, says if given the option, she'd take the injectable PrEP.
Yes, I do. Hey.
Niluwande laughs when asked if wouldn't it just be easier to use condoms than to get injections every 8 weeks. Some people find condoms uncomfortable, she says. Others simply refuse to use them.
It's not each and every single day where you would walk with a condom in your hand, right? Or in your purse.
And she points out bluntly that condoms aren't much of an option if you get raped.
When someone is on top of you, for example, you're not going to ask them like, hi, you are raping me, do you have a condom, you know?
She says if she's getting a shot of long-acting PrEP every couple of months, at least she'd know she's protected against HIV. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.